Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. In Washington today, CEOs from the country's five largest oil companies appeared before a panel of senators. The senators wanted to know why prices for gasoline and home heating fuel are so high when oil companies are posting record profits. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. And John, were there any answers at today's hearing?
Well, there were really more heat than light. The senators are obviously feeling pressure from voters who've been hit by these high energy bills and who read that the oil companies are raking in lots of money. So the committee members put on a pretty good show of holding the companies to account. The chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, for example, New Mexico Republican Peter Domenici, told the oil executives what he's heard from constituents.
Most Americans and most of the polls show that our people have a growing suspicion that the oil companies are taking unfair advantage of the current market conditions to line their coffers with excess profits.
John, is there any sign that this debate will result in any legislation, any change in energy policies?
There are several proposals to crack down on price gouging. To limit oil company profiteering with an excess profits tax is another idea. There they would take the proceeds and give some to low-income families who are struggling to pay their heating bills and possibly give a tax rebate to consumers. But Lee Raymond, the chief executive of ExxonMobil, warned the senators that those things have been tried before with unintended consequences.
Think back to the 1970s, when we were all in an energy crisis here in this country. First price controls, then punitive taxes were tried to manage petroleum markets. They contributed to record prices, shortages, and gasoline lines.
So, John, what do the oil company executives say should be done to make energy prices more affordable?
Well, they're saying let the markets react to these shortages. The profits that these companies are making are going to be plowed back into new refineries and drilling rigs and pipelines and eventually make more supplies of energy available, which will eventually bring prices down. They say extracting oil, shipping it, refining it, distributing it to consumers, it's complicated, expensive, and it takes years to set up. But in the meantime, critics say these corporations are getting lots of tax breaks and other incentives from the government and paying their executives big salaries and spending millions on lobbying and for campaign donations. So that's really spurring Congress to act. Coming up later today on Marketplace, a look at what the riots in France reveal about how that country deals with poverty and class.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.